The book will be called Shaggy Blog Stories, a collection of amusing tales from the UK blogosphere. And, oh gosh, it'll make you laugh. We hope. It'll make you cry. Oh, no, it won't make you cry. Except with mirth.
The talk turned to cars, which gave Olga another excuse to lament the state of the backseat cigarette lighter in the rolls. Sorry, one of the backseat cigarette lighters in the rolls. Just in case we hadn't picked it up the first time.
Suddenly notice that even covering all the ingredients in a good layer of wine, I seem to have most of a bottle left, which seems foolhardy. It will never keep. Pour two glasses, offer one to beloved. Congratulate myself on sudden windfall of his refusal and amalgamate glasses. Toast the chicken, drink the wine, think about toast. Almonds go with chicken. Add almonds, drink more wine.
My language is very bad today. Probably because I didn't get much sleep while I was away. I'm sorry. International travel and sleep deprivation are very hard on my etiquette. I said hard on.
Oh, fuck. I'm supposed to be in work today. Oh, well. If I set off now, I'll only be a half an hour late. Oh, Sally took the car! Oh, well, I'll get a tram. It only takes twice as long. I'll be an hour late. Not the end of the world. Oh, piss! What about the dogs?
With all the ringtones available to download, many people, and especially young people, seem unsure which one to choose, the polyphonic or the real one. And you know, in a lot of ways, that's rather like choosing to follow God, isn't it?
Oh. Oh no. Oh no. There can be no guilt in the world more burning than the guilt you achieve after doing something particularly stupid and something which cannot be easily undone. Like posting a love letter to someone and then finding out they think you're a moron. Or performing karaoke and then realising you had spinach in your teeth. Or writing your own name on a church wall.